Well, we hope and pray everybody's doing well. You know, this particular segment on the online service is similar to what it is in the 11 o'clock worship when we do face-to-face worship. We would have the young people come up front and we would call it a youth message. Well, we don't really have that much contact with the youth anymore, so we kind of tried to do the online service called a youth message, with hope and prayer that some of the message gets out to the youth. And we know that we've managed to contact one or two through these messages, so we're grateful for that. Most of the youth have cell phones or now having access to internet, so I hope and pray that we can get more of them out. But the most important thing about the youth message is that we're all children of light. We are God's children. And Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 12, I am the light of the world, and if you follow me, you won't be stumbling through the darkness, because you will have the light that leads to life. Wow. He also said something over in Matthew's gospel, in verse 24. He said to his disciples, if any of you want to be my followers, you must put aside your selfish ambition, shoulder your cross, and follow me. So what does that mean? Well, he was telling the disciples a strange thing. He meant that they had to be willing to do the right thing, although it was hard. Jesus knew that he was going to go to the cross, but he didn't want to, really. But he did follow through because he was called of God to do that. But he prayed a special prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane. Father, if it be your will, take this burden away from me. But if it is your will, give me the strength to do what I am called to do. That's to take the sins of the world away through my death, burial, and resurrection. So you see, Jesus did what was right, although it was hard. And that's what he wants us to do too. That's what it means by taking up our cross. What are some of the things that we have to do that is hard, but we sometimes do the right thing? It's hard to do the right thing. But how can you take up your cross and follow Jesus? By doing what is right, even when something else is easier. And I hope and pray that you remember that, that it's not easy to be in a Christian, but it's a wonderful blessing. Why is that? Because it gives us the opportunity to have eternal life. That's what the light of Jesus is. The light of Jesus is the light of hope. It's the light of health. It's the light of salvation. Life in this world, because Jesus is the light of the world and the tabernacle of the Holy Spirit. So will you let this mystery shine in your life? Will you trust to step out into the light? I love that little old song that we sing sometimes as This Little Light of Mine. I don't remember all the words, but I do know the tune. So let's see if we can sing it. Help me sing This Little Light of Mine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna make it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna make it shine. Yes, I'm going to make it shine. See, if we have the light of Christ in our heart and we can make it shine all around us, everywhere we go, every place that we touch, as we share the hope and the joy that we have in Jesus. Now, Jesus faced the truth that he had to do, and he came face to face with it. But with Jesus, we can also do the same thing with our whole mind, our body, and our spirit. And we love Jesus because he promised to be with us forever. It's a wonderful thing, the light of Christ within your heart. So, if you open your heart and you say, Lord, let that little light come into my life, he will brighten up your day. That's the promised, blessed hope that we have in Christ. Well, I hope and pray that you're having a good day, and we want to be able to continue to try to get these messages out to you. Tina, Tina 2, Travis, Carol Morgan, all the congregation here at Bethel, we miss you guys, and we want to be able to hope and pray that we can get together again someday in the physical realm and meet at church and break bread together, having lunch and just singing songs, having youth week. And it's something that we can look forward to. Amen. So keep in prayer that God will touch each and every one of us to give us the strength, the wisdom that we need to overcome in these trying days, the blessed hope that we have in Christ. Well, Father, thank and praise you for keeping the young people safe and secure. And we give you the glory this morning as we come together and we just say a special prayer. God loves you. We love you. Have a blessed day.